All the way from Canada, the sound of Alana Miles, one called Black Velvet. It's 1 minute past 8 o'clock on your Thursday morning. Good to have you on board. Never 103.5 Sunrise with Dion Thudel about 10 o'clock or so. Now, I love the music that we play on Nova, but I have a secret, quiet passion. It's like people who love ABBA, all right, and don't admit it. I love classical music. I really do. And now that's why it's a great, great, great opportunity and a great privilege to welcome two people with me in the studio now who are actually involved not only with classical music in Namibia, but choirs and singing as well. And there's a huge event coming up. So Rolf and Karine, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We have a big event coming up that is based around classical music. And you're going to tell us, Karine, you're going to tell us more about that, right? It's for 2 days. It's going to happen over 2 days. Tell us more.
Hi. We are performing a Beethoven concert next weekend, the 26th and 27th of November. It was Beethoven year last year, but COVID prevented Beethoven from doing his thing. So it's an orchestra and choir work. So the first half of the concert will be Beethoven, the Romance in F for a violin and orchestra with Jürgen Kries as the soloist. And then we've got the local composer, Eslon Hindundu.
Yeah.
And he's busy writing an opera, and we are playing two of his pieces, the Passewaye and A Call to Heaven as well.
All right.
I haven't heard that yet, but I believe I've heard of his previous music.
I know of him as well. I don't know his music at all, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Then comes the big thing.
Look at the big smile.
Now, Cantare Odire, can I tell how long I've sung?
Please,
Since 1982, I sang with Rolf's
brother. Is that when they started?
Cantare Odire must have been started about in 1980.
Around about that time, eh?
And I just finished my studies and I started singing with him. And the last performance we had was 6 years ago with choir and orchestra.
Wow.
Because of conductors and, available music and what and what and what. Now we are performing Beethoven's Mass in C. Yeah, that's true. I didn't write the whole thing down yet. But anyway, it was composed for Prince Nikolaus Esterhazy for his wife's name day. Wow. And Beethoven, the rebel that he was, decided not to do the whole wara-wara thing with all the frills and whatever. He kept it plain.
Yeah.
He kept it very plain with a melody, harmonies that are just beautiful.
Yeah.
And once you start singing this, I'm singing in the choir and it is heavenly. It's absolutely so poignant. And I'm a real wuss. I can sing up to the Benedictus.
Yeah.
And then I start crying because Benedictus is one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've ever sung.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
And,
it really is.
Once the orchestra is joining us, I think it's going to be even more magic. But it's in the NTN next weekend.
Yeah.
Tickets are available at Web Tickets or at Pick and Pay. Because of COVID, we can only allow 270 people.
What is the normal capacity of the NTN?
400 and
so half. Every second seat
half.
Will be open, I would imagine, right? Okay.
But if you want to do something good for your soul, come and listen. It's
amazing. I mean, I know there are a lot of people in Namibia who enjoy classical music, and obviously the opportunity doesn't present itself that often, and one understands why. I mean, I was a little bit involved with things like this, and just the amount of time, the effort, the rehearsals, the orchestra separate, and then, of course, in your case, some soloists, that have to be pulled in, and some musicians from SA to fill out the flank, the ranks, and then the choir, and then later on you have to have joint auditions and practice together. It's a huge undertaking.
It's a huge effort. It's starting this Friday and we're rehearsing right through the weekend. And what's beautiful is that our soloists are all Namibian. Emily Dangwa is a soprano.
Yes.
She's amazing. And then we've got a young alto, Alida van der Walt. She's studying music in Stellenbosch and she's coming.
Wow.
A lovely girl. Our tenor is Jacques de Prier and the bass is Bernabe Kutsier. They sing. Bernabe, I know, is a medical doctor as well. I don't know what Jacques does, but it's a Namibian production. We've got 10 musicians. Rolf can tell you more about the orchestra. And we actually started practicing in May already, the choir.
Amazing.
So it is a lot of hard work.
All right, Rolf, so let's talk to you now. It's Rolf Adrian, by the way. Rolf, you have always been very involved, but you're also a member of the choir, right? I mean, of the orchestra.
Yes, I'm myself playing the cello.
Okay.
So I'm playing for more than 50 years, and I've learned in Windhoek and still play and regularly over the many years, always played in the Namibian National Symphony Orchestra. But this is a really great opportunity to come if you want to have a full orchestra, because there are not many in Windhoek, and we can feel people are very hungry for it.
Very much so.
So we've got the full string section, 8 first violins, 8 second violins, the violas, 4 cellos, a bass. Then the woodwinds.
Are there all these people local? Are there so many people?
No, some of them. We invited some guest musicians from South Africa, about 10.
Okay.
So, but we've got the woodwinds, trumpets, horns.
It's the whole orchestra. Yes, it's not sections of it. Yeah.
Yes. And then obviously a choir of nearly 40 people. So the stage where we perform, musicians where we run.
And then, of course,
about 90 people on stage.
And the four soloists then, of course, as well.
And it has been very far back that some big production like that is has been performed in the Namibian National Theatre. So we are very glad to also have a cooperation with them started. And it's just this beginning. So the way forward, we've got a lot of plans for next year already.
Yeah.
For example, that the opera Hindundu is writing at the moment.
Yes.
It will be the first opera written by a Namibian, and that will be performed next year.
And that'll obviously also be its debut, its big event. So,
that's why we give
amazing.
Him the opportunity to perform two of those pieces already now, you know, to give him a good intro and a support. So, yes, come to the NTN, get your tickets. There are not many left anymore, but it's fantastic music we are doing.
Certainly. All right, so let's quickly talk about... cost. It's obviously an expensive procedure. It's a huge, especially since you had soloists out of or musicians out of South Africa. So who's supporting you financially?
Actually,
well, last year was the 250th birthday of Beethoven.
Beethoven, that's
so
right.
So Beethoven was celebrated all over the year. So we have been very fortunate via the German embassy, who have been able to get some access to some funds to celebrate Beethoven. So the German embassy is the sponsor of this event, and we are very, very grateful for them. And they really have, I think it's their biggest cultural production for many years they're supporting.
So well.
And it's really something which is not to be missed. But we are very, very thankful, and we've got also even some of the German embassy employees are actually playing in the orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And yes, so it's great.
It's amazing. It's something we don't have very often. In fact, many people might never get the opportunity again to see full orchestra with choir and something like a full mass being performed, because that's also not something that gets done very often. You know, if you look at the Berlin Orchestra, New York, and these places, that's what they do full time. So they come up with new pieces all the time. But we have such a few opportunities here and the financial support to get people to do it full time as a job. And then all they do is practice and perform. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't have that yet.
You must imagine the orchestra. We start with our rehearsals tomorrow. So we've got the first choir. The conductor is, by the way, is Christian Ludwig. Very talented, young, dynamic conductor from Bonn. He actually stays in Bonn, which is the town of Beethoven, where grew up. And so the first choir rehearsal tomorrow. 6 hours of rehearsal on Saturday, 6 hours of rehearsal on Sunday. Then every night...
To get everybody together and have them in one place.
We've got more than 30 hours of rehearsal in the coming week just to get that all done. And I tell you, it's hard work, but it's also really, if you have the passion for it, it's fantastic to make that intensive music.
Yeah. All right, so just for people out there who might think, but I don't know Beethoven's Mass in C. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know it. It's an experience, and you will get to know it.
Yes, and anyone, even if you're not a classic fan, will love the music because it's so plain, it's so simple, and it's so beautiful.
It is a beautiful piece,
You don't need to be there. We've got a live stream on Saturday evening. You can buy your ticket on web tickets and then join on the NNSO Facebook page.
Yeah, so then you've obviously bought, you get a code, and then you can link in.
If you're sitting in Ondangwa and you would love to go to the concert, join us online.
Yeah.
We will sing our hearts.
But it's good to know that there's a backup in case, because like we know, there's a total of, about 500 tickets over both days.
Yes.
You can do about 250 a time. So, you know, that will go quite quickly. I think a lot of people out there, when they suddenly realize what an opportunity this is, I think a lot of people are going to support this. Yeah.
Yes, and also to allow more spectators to come, we also included a matinee show on Saturday at 11. It will be slightly shorter program without a break, about an hour. Which will also be less costly, only $100 per person or 50 for school kids or pensioners. And but we are sure all three shows will be sold out.
So am I. You got break a leg. That's all I can say. And that's the way in which you say to people in the arts. I think I would actually just... For me, the big thing of seeing something like this, and I've been fortunate enough to be at KPAB and watching big productions like this, is just to see, it's like a clockwork. Everything fits together and you can hear what's happening. And it's an incredible event just to be able to be, if you couldn't hear, it would still be a good thing to attend, yes, just to see what happens and how it all fits together and getting it to work. And the mass is about 50 minutes long. Yes. So it in itself, it is a huge undertaking.
It is. And Christian Ludwig, I must say, he conducted here in September, and I sat in the audience behind him, and I knew exactly what he wanted. He's such a good conductor. You can sit behind him, and you know what he's doing. So it's a feast for the eyes, for the ears, for the soul.
It's an event, everything. So be a part of it. Event. Right, so you guys know where to get the tickets. We'll remind you of that again. And if you missed the rest of the interview, we'll pop all of this up on iona.fm. It'll be out there. And check out the live stream. So if you are unfortunate enough to wait too long and you can't get your tickets, you can watch online. That's the other upside of it. Thank you so much, Rolf and Karine, for joining me. And we're going to see you soon, because if there's something else going down, we definitely need to just get it out there. It's something that I think a lot of people will fall in love with if they don't know it. They're not being exposed to it. So yeah, for sure. What's happening in March? Do we know yet what it is? Do we have a preview? Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned Berlin. Okay. We're getting the Berlin Radio Orchestra, members of the Berlin Orchestra, Radio Orchestra, is coming to visit Namibia, and they're going to visit schools and introduce children to classical music, and we're going to have a concert with them in March.
Great.
So wait for that.
We'll see you next weekend, and then again in March. That's it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dion. It was great talking.
Lovely. Thank you.